The decision by the federal government to extend the Royal Commission into Trade Union Corruption by another year has been described by its opponents as a political fix. The Attorney General, George Brandis, says he's extended the reporting date to December 2015 after receiving advice from the Commissioner, Dyson Heydon, that the inquiry would benefit from more time and wider terms of reference. The opposition says it's a flagrant misuse of executive power. And ACTU Assistant Secretary Tim Lyons has told our political editor Alison Carabine the government's just trying to ensure the Royal Commission will still be news in the lead up to the next federal election.
The Royal Commissioner's letter to the Attorney General is absolutely clear. He says, and I quote, "This letter is neither an application to widen the terms of reference nor an application to extend the reporting date." End quote. Now, we had an extraordinary position yesterday where the Attorney General read out large chunks of Dyson Heydon's letter at a media conference, but neglected to read out three bits. He neglected to read out the bit I just read that said, "This is not an application to extend either my powers or my time." He also neglected to read out the part where the Commissioner confirmed he could file a report, in fact, 2 weeks early. And he neglected to read out the part where the Commissioner confirms that he can make findings and recommendations on the original timeline.
But Tim Lyons, there may not have been a specific request for a 12-month extension, but the letter from Dyson Heydon does say, and this is a direct quote, "There are dimensions of criminal conduct revealed by the evidence, thus far suggesting a more thorough examination is desirable." The Royal Commissioner clearly wanted more scope to investigate trade unions.
Well, the history of these things, and this was made out as recently as the request from the Commissioners into Institutional Responses to Child Abuse, is that if a Royal Commissioner wants more time or more powers, they ask for it. That's not what occurred here. In fact, the Royal Commission went out of his way to say, this is not an application. And yet you have the extraordinary position where 5 days after they receive a non-request, in this case, the attorney more than doubles the original time provided to the Royal Commissioner. And yet the government sat on the application, the actual application from the commissioners in the Child Abuse Royal Commission for a period of more than 2 months. It's pretty extraordinary. And to us reveals that this is really a political decision by the Attorney General to try and have this Royal Commission run over not just the Victorian election, but the New South Wales election, the Queensland election, and as close as possible up to the next federal election.
So is that the political objective here for the federal government, to keep this commission running as long as possible so that it's still going when the country's in election mode again?
Well, look, no, I don't think anybody believes that the Prime Minister and the Attorney and Senator Abed set this up for the purposes of having stronger, more democratic, more professional, better-run unions. They set it up as an attack on people they perceive to be their political enemies. They think there's political advantage of that, and they want it to run as close as possible up to the next election. And as I say, the decision of yesterday will have the effect of it running over state elections in the three most populous states of Australia. Now, this is a deeply political decision. If the Royal Commissioner wanted more time or more powers, he would have asked for them. He didn't. In fact, he went out of his way to say he didn't.
But the correspondence from Dyson Heydon notes that the inquiry has thus far revealed evidence of criminal conduct, which includes widespread instances of physical and verbal violence, cartel conduct, secondary boycotts and contempt of court. By opposing the extension, doesn't that suggest unions are uncomfortable with this scrutiny?
No, our position from day one has been that breaches of the law, in particular breaches of the criminal law, ought to be referred to the police and put before the courts. I mean, I think it's important to note that Royal Commissions in Australia have a very, very poor strike rate of resulting in convictions. The way convictions are secured is by properly resourced police task forces, which are able to assemble briefs of evidence, put that before a criminal court and secure a conviction. That's what should occur. Now, I'm not going to preempt what the Royal Commissioner's findings are. There's a process of legal submissions to go through over the next 6 weeks where people who may receive an adverse finding have an opportunity to rebut those. There'll be a report with the Governor-General in the middle of December. If there are findings involving alleged criminal conduct, they should be referred to the appropriate police authorities. That's what will secure a conviction, not more Royal Commission.
The Attorney-General, George Brandis, denies he's playing partisan politics. He says it's in the public interest to extend the Royal Commission. If unions have nothing to fear, why not let it run its course?
Well, I think it's not really credible for the attorney to say that he doesn't have a political axe to grind in this. What they want is essentially a show trial. I think it would be well understood by Australian people that the attorney, the Prime Minister, would like this Royal Commission to run forever if they could get it. But the fact is, it's run for since March. The attorney is proposing to extend it for more than its original time frame, despite the fact the commissioner says he can file a report actually 2 weeks early. That, to us, just clearly smacks of politics.
That's Tim Lyons, the Assistant Secretary of the ACTU, speaking with our political editor, Alison Carabine.